This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Owen Troyer is my guest, riding shotgun here. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Owen, I've had a whole bunch of newspapers call me, publications, and want me to go over this. We're going to do this in this little short segment so they can see this on air instead of me having to email it out to a bunch of them. I told them to tune in sometime today. And then we're going to come back. I'm going to go ahead, I think, and host the rest of the hour with you. But you've got a bunch of clips to play, a lot of critical information. Next time we'll play some clips of the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Nunes, is coming out and saying they found evidence of Hillary colluding. Well, it's public. I mean, hell, Mueller ordered it and Comey ordered it shut down. So that's big. That's next segment. But because if you just joined us, there's a big national move. It's in thousands of publications, misrepresenting what we said, calling for InfoWars to be shut down, calling for our sponsors to be taken, contacting sponsors trying to get rid of them. They won't bail on us. So then they have on YouTube where you can go with an ad agency and advertise as low as $20, you know, per little internet ad, and then have people pull off saying, oh, look, there's a consensus. There's a wave. So it's fraud. But I thought since we went over this, I would give people some of these dates here and go over some of these for TV viewers so they can see them. So document cam, please. Because the new thing is these strikes haven't happened. So document cam, please. And I'll just show you here. These are the February 27th bans going back. And there was one before that. The truth about crisis actors in the Florida shooting, and we said there weren't crisis actors. They were just anti-gun young people who clearly have been coached to put out this message, and out of 3,000, they've been picked. What is the blame for the Florida Oswald shooting? They said that bullying children. We said that was psychotropic drugs and a stand down. Okay, David Hall can't remember his lines. We just say they're telling him what to say. We'll say this on the video. We're not saying he's an actor, though now they've gone on Bill Maher and shows and said they are actors and are part of the acting department. I'm not saying they're crisis actors and weren't there, it didn't happen. They're just scripting. So again, they're parsing words here. Here's another one. David Hall can't remember his lines. Were students coached after Florida school shooting? We thought, hey, let's change the name. It's confusing, folks, when they brought that video back. It was the truth about crisis actors in Florida shooting. We changed it to that, saying, you know, let's not cause trouble because we never really said that. Let's just go where they coached to make it even more accurate. They banned that. Then they reinstated it. And as you can see, that's March 3rd. And then another one hit yesterday on the 3rd, and then there was just no notice. It was just frozen. The account was frozen. And they said there was a strike, but nothing. And then that was removed by the time we got here to print it. Because I was interviewing Ted Nugent in Waco yesterday when this happened. But here's the community guideline strikes. Here's what they explained happened to us. Here's a where they try to, I mean, so there it is. So it's like, it's five strikes at 9 days, but four that are printed. And then, again, I've got The Verge and people just saying, show us proof there's even strikes. I'm like, use the search engine, you morons. It's all over the news. CNN's calling for us to be banned. Again, these people are so servile.
I'm telling you, this is going to be the next thing we deal with, is going out.
Oh, I thought you got banned. InfoWars got banned. Alex Jones is banned. You're not banned. You're fake news.
I can just see it now. That's going
to
be their new
thing. But then they'll call for us. Get out of here. I'll kick your ass. Yeah. You're going to be shut down. But nobody's trying to ban you. It's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Well, we've got that. I mean, one of the videos that we're going to play here in the second hour is them literally saying, get out, InfoWars. Get out, Austin. Alex Jones can't be in Austin, Texas. And I'm like, well, wait.
I'll be at a shoe store with my children. And they always look like mental patients. I'll see them. I go, oh, my God. No, I go, black, white, old, young, male. And they'll go, get out of here, Nazi. And they like run off giggling. And
I've seen it. It's weird. But you know what? On the other side of the spectrum, though, even though you deal with the crazies that look like they'd like to, you know, maybe stab you or something, there's so many great people that come up to us too. I mean, there's
no 10 to 1.
Yeah.
But
and they're loving.
I'm always just happy when people want to shake my hand now instead of attack me. But speaking of this, Ted Nugent's coming up with just a few little explosive previews of the bombshell 2.5 interview at his home with his amazing wife. They're both tuning in right now. We love him to death. Ted Nugent, you think we paid prices? Ted hasn't even told about it, what he's gone through for the Second Amendment.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ask you believe in the American dream. Ask you believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive, still on fire. I defy you, ain't no lie.
Live from Austin, Texas, in the heart of the resistance, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's Ted Nugent's last album. He played some of his new album coming out, and it was as good as Stranglehold. It was as good as Cat Scratch Fever. It was good as Free For All. And right up there growing up, you know, Ted Nugent's one of my favorite. True Americana, 50 million plus records sold. I've met him before, and he's been on the show. I've been on here 23 years. He's been on the show since about 18, 19 years ago, probably 50 times. And he's invited me to his house like 10 years ago, and it's not that I didn't want to go do it, but it's kind of like Ted Nugent's invited to your house outside Waco, and you're kind of like, okay. And then he's invited me. His wife's amazing. She's a listener. You know, we talk all the time off air. But to go to his house, and he drives the same black Hellcat I do, but he got one before they came out that's 800 plus horsepower, not 700. And it's like the same interior that he chose and everything. It's like, this is getting weird. Dude. I was like, there's like 100 of these cars. He's got one of them.
880 on the track.
Yeah, his car is like a souped-up Hellcat. I've got a regular one, but the same black Hellcat, same interior that we chose, had like 10 interiors. It was like, same Hellcat, same interior. I was like, they told me only like three other guys got the same interior out of the choices they got, and Nugent's one, there's one other guy. So I'm like at his house going, okay, this is getting really weird. And as he's got this really humble house, you know, and his wife's amazing, and he did more than 6,000 interviews in 2016 for the president. 6,000. He worked like 15 hours a day. And he's so cool because he's straight edge. He's never drank a beer. He's never smoked marijuana. He's never done another. He's 70, and he looked like he was about 50, and he could kick my ass. I mean, he's not trying to act like
70. He doesn't look 70.
But in person, though. I mean, you think he's trying to act all crazy when you see him on TV? No, he's a maniac, dude.
Well, shoot, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Keith Richards, too, but look at Keith Richards, you know, compared to Ted Nugent.
Well, Nugent is a high Norse name of the Vikings that took over France and England, so, I mean, Nugent's a big Viking. That's what he is. Anyways, the point is that I'm not kissing his ass, because people say, oh, that was a guy big in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, whatever. No, that's even bigger now on tour. The only way music industry makes money is on tour. And I happen to read trade publications, so I saw it. Nugent sells out 20,000-seat deals consistently. He can sell out 50 in bigger cities. He is in the top 10 of folks you want to be on the trail because all of his bass that wants to come out. He told me off record, and a lot of stuff, on record I can say this. We're going to be able to have more of the clips tomorrow during the show. We've got like, with all three cameras, like, you know, 6-7 hours of footage, but 2.5 hours of footage total on each camera. He told me what was going on, showed it all to me. Tens of millions of dollars he's turned down just the last year and a half since Trump got elected. Because they put up with him before that. But since Trump got in and he's on the NRA, they said deny all this and turn against it. Doesn't matter, you can sell out every arena you're in. You are banned from touring. And he said, Alex, I've got 7 kids, 14 grandkids. It's all on video. He said, I don't care. And it was so intense. Like, I've been around a lot of people. who put off an aura, been around Trump. His wife puts off an amazing aura, but on others. But with Nugent, the time I met him, he had a cowboy hat on. He was going to interview somebody. We talked a little bit. He was kind of crazy and amped up because that was the enemy. But the guy's like a living jack-o'-lantern or something in a good way. I mean, he's like wild. And he's not putting on an act. He is wild. He's the spirit of Americana. That's why they hate him. And so we bitch about having our sponsors banned and them trying to kick us off YouTube with our billions of views and all the lies and, you know, paying people. They admit paying people to say credible asinine crap. And, oh, man, what we've already discovered with our people on the ground. This is going to blow up in that Hillary lawyer's face big time, but that's a side issue. But to then, I mean, his behind-the-scenes meetings with Trump that I can't get into. We've got, he says Trump's totally, when he goes to the, you know, anti-gun stuff and hears from the show how radical they are when they call for the full ban. And I was given all the inside baseball. And I already knew it. And I was given the NRA inside baseball. By the way, they brought in more members than ever. They're not being hurt by all the boycotts. It's the lie. But Nugent, because he's tied into the entertainment industry, he's the only guy who they've, he's given up $40 million the last year and a half. He didn't tell me that. I misquoted. Excuse me. I mean, I'm thinking that is awesome. That is, he's a hero, man. I love Ted Nugent. I loved his music and I loved him and I loved his spirit. But being with him for 3 hours, I mean, I knew Charlton Heston and he was a great gentleman, a great patriot. But Charlton Heston was great. But I'm telling you, Ted Nugent is 1776. I got to tell you, that guy is being underutilized, just like Chuck Norris, who I know behind the scenes is really a huge patriot, but is too humble to be the leader. I mean, Ted Nugent is it.
Well, and the Ted Nugent example where he's being, you know, and this happens in all industries.
Hey, who would turn down $40 million? And he didn't want me to say the names of the companies, any of it. He wants to work it out. I mean, this guy, he doesn't need it, but I know people that know him. He is one of the big, he doesn't want to say it. He didn't tell me this. Nugent really is a big, big conservative bleeding heart. Nugent gives something like a third of his earnings to children and orphanages and real stuff. He's the real deal. He's a maniac.
And so, but they don't want to have him make a bunch of money, right? You don't want that guy to make money because he likes the Second Amendment.
He sells out. I've already read about it before. You're going to a venue of 20,000 in Austin, and it's Ted Nugent and a bunch of other top. I mean, it's sold out. He has one of the highest rating continual deals. He's banned in America.
But this is what the entertainment industry has done. They have their liberals at the top, a consortium.
Authoritarian scum.
And so they run the music industry, the television industry, the entertainment. I mean, it's all of it, the acting.
They with computers, deny the veterans health care and just let them die from operable stuff. These people are scum, and they fear anybody real. And so they fear Ted Nugent.
And so they say, all right, you know what, Ted Nugent, this is a guy. You know what, Ted, we're more powerful than you, buddy. We're not going to let you get that big show. You're not going to earn that $40 million this time around unless you want to come out and say the NRA is bad and you want to disavow gun ownership. And so Nugent gives him a big fat middle finger. And
Ted Nugent was like a 6'2" elf. I mean, he looked like an alien, dude. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. He looked like... He was totally real, totally energetic. None of it was fake, and I felt powerful in his presence. People know I don't BS. I felt stronger in Nugent's presence as a man. That's 1776, baby.
But think about, you know.
And you know what? He's proud they did this. He doesn't care about that. He's already, you know, so successful, 50 million records or whatever, but... Just that's what we're facing. We're facing real authoritarianism. We'll play the clips when we come back. But sorry, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm just so damn honored to be in the same league, even though I'm not in the same, you know, strata. We're in the same league, brother. Our listeners are. We're in the league of people that aren't scumbag criminals.
I mean,
that aren't authoritarians, man.
I mean, this is the second American Revolution. I mean, these are the new founding fathers. I mean, that's what Ted Nugent is. That's what Alex.
We got some of the video. We were shooting bows. He was hitting over and over again in a pattern the size of a quarter. And I'm good with a bow, and I was shooting a pattern like that. I mean, it's just, I was sitting there. It's just amazing.
You know Ted Nugent, though, is not the only one that's been blackballed like this. You know Ted Nugent isn't the only one that's been financially strangled like this. They do this to any conservative in the music industry or in the, you know, arts and culture industry.
But it makes us blood brothers that we've been through this persecution. Because our forebears at Ticonderoga, giant guns, 80-something miles, I forget. Look up Ticonderoga. These were the biggest guns in the Western Hemisphere. They were like tens of thousands of pounds, and their shoes were just old leather shoes. They fell apart dragging them In the last 20 miles, it was blood everywhere. And those guys were so strong, they drug. That's why some of our ships were named Ticonderoga 1, 2, 3, because that just means indomitable. And they took the mountain, they took the big guns that controlled the harbor, and they hauled them back to use. And, I mean, so, yeah, Ted Nugent's great, but like he said to me yesterday, he said, man, we're together manning Concord Bridge, and he means it.
Well, you've got Anthony Sabato Jr., who gets excommunicated from television because he's a conservative, so he's going to run for Congress.
Exactly. Suppressing us only makes us, exactly. And a top globalist once told me off record, you will adapt to submitting. No, we will adapt to conquering your ass.
And Stacey Dash just announced that she's going to be running for Congress as well, another actress that gets blackballed from the Hollywood industry because she's conservative. So that's fine, but that is the answer. Don't.
By the way, Owen, you make me feel strong.
And push back.
There's not a lot of, you make me feel stronger.
Well, I'm a product of what you've done, Alan.
No. You're part of your family and history. The point is, we will take the challenge. We will win.
Do you feel liberty rising, Alex? Do you sense that?
Oh, that's why they're crapping their britches.
That's exactly right.
Let's see. I'll explain this when we come back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
I've been doing this 23 years. I don't claim any laurels, but I'm not out to get you, and I can tell you I'm an American. And if you're looking for the American resistance, if you're looking for the people fighting for free market, fighting for religious freedom, fighting for just what works and what we know is successful, you found it. You found it, the tip of the spear. Owen Schroyer's here. I'm going to play the Ted Nugent clips that the editors just got ready out of. Again, if you do 3 hours, almost 3 hours interview on three cameras, that's almost 9 hours of footage. We got two clips coming up in the next segment, and you're going to have a lot throughout the week, because I promise to take my daughters. They particularly have never seen snow except for like maybe an inch on the ground in Austin twice. One of them's 13, so I said, I'm going to take you to snow. So we're going to snow, and we're doing it, and even if they shut everything down, I'm going to leave you here like Colonel Travis at the Alamo while I go gallivanting around. My daughters deserve a little time. But I'll be calling in and stuff. But
you deserve a little time, too, Alex. I know wild horses couldn't drag you away.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be with my family sitting around the house or, you know, swimming in the swimming pool or going for a hike. But no, they want to see snow. I get it. There's that kind of that ancestral memory going to the mountains. But just during the four-minute break, I'm back there in the coffee room getting a glass of iced tea. And we've got Fox News on, and it's saying, Robert Mueller, we're going to play it in a moment, Robert Mueller has moved on from Russiagate to now investigating Saudi influence and Chinese influence. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play the part about Saudi influence, and they go, and Trump's under criminal investigation. I thought it was about Russians. Why did Trump go to Saudi Arabia instead of Qatar or the UAE? Because Saudi Arabia runs the whole Middle East except for Iran. It runs 80% of Islam, the Sunnis. They were the ones funding ISIS and funding the Democrats. They arrested thousands of the ruling class who were funding the deep state here. Trump went there to cut the funding off, short of having a war with Saudi Arabia. And the king was so blown away with the president there knowing everything, all his briefings with General Flynn and other generals that sent Flynn, whose names I'm not supposed to say, some of the former heads of the and president's advisors. I'm just letting the deep state know I know all of it. That was brought, and then ISIS crumbled. And it helped Russia defeat ISIS and the U.S. military. That's how you do it. Why have a war if you can go to the Saudi king and go, I know you're threatened by internal groups using ISIS to control you? Because the Saudis, some of them don't like this either. They want to just, you know, be successful and not be radical Islam. Now they're reforming. Women can drive cars. Women can have jobs. Hijabs may come off. Trump went and said, you know, I can overthrow you right now. Stop it. And they made a deal. That isn't spun into being anti-American. We're going to play the clip, but Owen, what do you say to this?
Well, there's so much that Trump is doing that is behind the scenes that people aren't aware of.
He's smart.
And kind of like his entire campaign. I mean, this, like you said, you know, he goes off to
You don't think we're the only ones that get it. I mean, his dad was a big John Bircher.
So he's out, you know, he's in Scotland for a couple of years. He's talking to his family about this, and he's, you know, war gaming it out, trying to figure out, you know, when do I attack point A? When do I attack point B?
He met with a bunch of former generals and intelligence chiefs for 6 months at least.
Where do you think, you know what, though, Alex?
They all flew into Scotland.
Since Mueller is, you know, the one.
And then finally, this whole thing was planned in Scotland. You know, Texas was founded by Scots.
Of course, you know, William Wallace, you know, the great stories of the Patriots and Liberty in Scotland. But, you know, there's kind of been a talking point of discussion. Who is Mueller? What is he really doing? Is he for Trump? Is he anti-Trump? Is he actually going to turn on Hillary in the end? And this whole thing is kind of an act to pretend like he's going against Trump. And then he's going to sell everybody out in the end down the drain. And this could all end up coming back to 9/11 too, Alex. And a lot of experts are saying,
remember, he threatened to bring out 9/11 and Jeb Bush quit.
So exactly. So you kind of got all of these different angles that are just, kind of like Mott's balls just sitting there stewing, and you're really not sure what's going on, and the worm is kind of starting to turn. And I figure, based on studying President Trump and what he's done, when he said last week, take the guns first, due process second, rightfully so, everybody freaked out. You can't say that.
That's that was meant to get us out of our sleep, because I read Trump weeks before was concerned we were asleep. He just woke our asses up of what they were doing, but he knew if they said it, we wouldn't wake up. They think he's too confident. God, you weren't with Nugent. And he didn't want me to say all this on record. Part of it's coming out tomorrow. He'll talk about where to play it. You just, that was, it was a wake up.
But
Trump is even willing to take the heat himself to get us to wake up. Oh, and you are.
And then remember Dianne Feinstein, like a witch. He goes in like, yeah, we'll get
But do you get how Trump is? If we're not worried about Democrats, we think he's so strong. He will then say it to wake us up.
But then what has happened?
God, is that not sophisticated?
And what has happened in the past? Every time.
And Feinstein can't even figure out what's happening.
They literally can't get it. Dude, that is the crazy. I mean, Adam Schiff gets prank called by Russians. But every time he does something like this, whether it be saying that Syria is chemically attacking their own people and everyone freaked out about that, then he kind of drew back and didn't go down that road, didn't start the war in Syria.
He told me personally. He said, we're not going. And then a week later, it was in the news.
Exactly. He does the DACA thing. Oh, we'll sign 1.5 million people to DACA. Okay, that doesn't happen. He delivers.
He knows how to take the piss out of war propaganda, out of anything they build as a big PR campaign. He goes, I agree. It dissipates, and then he doesn't do it.
And so I figure, though, based on if you studied Trump like a roller coaster, like arches, something big is coming. Something huge is about to. Trump is going to reveal something or do something. He just announced he's going to be doing a rally in Pennsylvania.
Trump is about to reveal something huge.
I think so.
Let's go to this clip from Fox News. Like during the break, just 10 minutes ago, I'm watching this, and now it's not Russia. Now he's a Saudi pawn, even though he literally cut their genitals off and made them roll over and stop doing something that's bad for them and everybody else. And crushed ISIS. Well, just see it for yourself. Here it is.
According now to the Times,
you know we're Saudi agents.
Investigators want to know if
we're anyone's agents but us.
Of the UAE to buy political favor or influence with the Trump campaign through campaign money. The businessman George Nader, the Times reports, was a frequent visitor to the Trump White House in 2017. Advised top Trump aides on Middle East policy ahead of the president's visit to Saudi Arabia last year, and Nader has been a sort of advisor to one of the leaders of the UAE. Now the special counsel is interviewing witnesses about Emirati influence and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner's family business ties to the Middle East.
We could not understand why the Trump administration was so firmly taking the Saudis' side in this dispute between.
They're 80% of Islam. Mecca's based there. They run the whole thing. They're running it. So you go to who is in charge to stop it. Like if you wanted to end World War II before it started, you'd go to Hitler. And they have this buffoon like, we don't, this Democrat, we don't, yeah, back it up. That's where we had it. I think you guys backed it from the start there. Owen, this is Twilight Zone now.
Well, think about it. Just like Russia, who was it?
It was never Russia. It was Saudi collusion.
But it was.
No, we're going to arrest Trump for Saudi collusion.
But who actually colluded with the Saudis?
Okay, you're Hillary.
Exactly. So they take everything that Hillary.
He was there about. Cutting off their funding.
So does this once again, though, but does this show, I mean, what does this show about Mueller? Does this show that Mueller is covering for Hillary? I mean, because that is just so weird. I mean, why all of a sudden is Mueller looking into Saudi Arabia? Like, what's going on with that?
All we know is, why did he go to Saudi Arabia? It's only the most powerful country in the Middle East, not Israel. Israel has nukes, but financially, Saudi Arabia.
Since when? Here's another incredible angle. This wasn't even news. People have been colluding with Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Well, they call the president, under the Constitution, can make any deal he wants. Then if you want to impeach him, that's fine, but he has that power, or you don't have to ratify the treaty. Exactly. Him going over and having them roll over this big victory, now that becomes Saudi collusion. If the president communicates with anybody, that's treason. This is balderdash. This is bullpucky. We'll be back with Ted Nugent exclusive. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, we don't put good faces on things unless they're good faces. But I got to tell you, the fact that our people aren't easily bought or pushed around or controlled and are dedicated to ideology and spiritual issues is our strength. But I want to play these clips before I go to Ted Nugent, since we mentioned him, and we've got some other clips that are critical here. I want to go to Trey Gowdy's second special counsel, maybe unavoidable, and the big clip, Devin Nunes, who has just been under such attack. Talk about another guy. Because I can imagine what he's going through behind the scenes. I can just imagine. There's evidence of Russian collusion with Hillary. Well, we know that. It's confirmed. Mueller and Comey separately ordered stand downs when she was Secretary of State under Obama and when she was co-president back in the 90s with Bill Clinton. So let's go ahead and play first Trey Gowdy. Here it is.
Some of these witnesses have already left the department, which means the inspector general does not have jurisdiction. And there are other agencies like the State Department where Michael Horowitz at DOJ has no jurisdiction whatsoever. Maria, over the weekend, I counted up almost two dozen witnesses that the inspector general would not have access to were he alone conducting this investigation. So I think we're trending perhaps towards another special counsel because of this unique fact pattern and the fact that there are witnesses outside the reach of the inspector general.
So we should have then, you believe, another special
Stone
counsel
first
to investigate
that.
These matters. How does one investigate itself, frankly?
Interest of time. Let's go to Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Here he is with the bombshell. There's evidence of Hillary colluding. Wait, there's evidence of ducks quacking? There's evidence of bears doing, you know what? Next he's going to tell me that seals go, or that fish swim in the sea, or the sky's blue on.
Maybe the Pope wears a funny hat or something, too.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a conspiracy theory. Here it is.
That pretty much refuses to cover this issue at all. We have serious abuses that occurred in the FISA court against the Trump campaign. So we continue to get facts. We'll bring those facts forward as we see them. And what I sent out a couple days ago was a letter to Attorney General Jeff Sessions and to Mr. Horowitz, the IG, pretty much updating him on where we are in our investigation and what they should be looking at as it relates to FISA abuse. So I was happy to see Attorney General Jeff Sessions appoint Mr. Horowitz because we welcome more people investigating these serious issues that we're working
on. So you don't agree with the president was not happy that he appointed Mr. Horowitz. You have confidence in Michael Horowitz as the inspector general.
Well, look, I welcome anybody to come help investigate because so far it's only the House Intelligence Committee Republicans who are actually doing anything to get to the bottom of who was colluding with Russia. And the more we pull this back, we have clear evidence of collusion, but it's not between the Trump campaign. It's between the Democratic Party and the Hillary campaign and the Russians.
Boom!
Just like we told you years ago.
Because it was all completely clear, and that's why they blamed Trump for it because they were so scared of it. That's a good tactic, actually. So, just briefly before I go to this Ted Nugent clip, we'll come back with more on the other side and then show you the type of videos they're trying to ban off YouTube. They want to ban us, but they want to misrepresent what we said, but that doesn't work because we have the clips. So then they just continue to engage in disinformation. We are running the biggest specials in my 23 years history on air. We've never done 80% off, but we have like 3,000 items, 3,000 different products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and a lot of there's so many, we don't even really promote them. So when I say we got 80% off on apparel, that's stuff that didn't sell, but doesn't mean it's not some of my favorite stuff or great products. It just hasn't been paid attention to, so check that out. Those are loss leaders in a big way. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Pollen Block works so great. Look into that. 50% off. Immune Wall, 50% off. Real Red Pill, 50% off. Biome Defense, great probiotic, 50% off. True Way, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, our newest product. Sell off very, very quickly, 50% off. InfoWars Life Select products, 40% off. Clearance Apparel, 80% off. Aegis Body Armor, Backpack Inserts, 20% off. And so much more. And when you do that, it literally thumbs your nose in their face. Water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, you name it. It's all there. Again, the adult toothpaste is fluoride-free, sold out. We still have the children's, and we've got more of a lot of the products at this sale level have sold out. So, again, throughout the week, we're going to extend the operation, save the Second Amendment, save the First Amendment, save the Internet Paul Revere special. But we've got to end a lot of these in the next few days because they're going to sell out, and it's months before more comes in. So thank you for standing in the face of the globalist. Everything you do is turning the tide. InfoWarsStore.com. But spread articles, spread videos, pray for us. Thank those local affiliates. Send them a donation every month. Sign up to tithe on your calendar. But know this, we're defending a religious freedom. We're defending Christianity. We're not taking Easter off our calendar like Apple. We're not supporting Apple being taken over by the communist Chinese. We're fighting hard. InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to support us, you will continue this operation against Hillary Clinton's lawsuits by two of her lawyers against us. You name it. We're going to win those. We got to fight them. So again, please stand with us. Here is Nugent on gun control, and Trump is basically suckering the globalists.
Well, the most important thing that you and I have to focus on is our side. The truth will metastasize. The truth will spread the more we can get our side, conservatives, people in the asset column, people who work for a living, people who believe in the self-evident truth in our founding documents. They are with us. But the dumbing down of America didn't just hit leftists. It's hit conservatives as well. And there's a lot of knee-jerk overreaction going on. And the minute Donald Trump even invites someone from the other side, a lot of our friends will go, why is he even dealing with those people? He should never talk to those people. Well, that's not how you get things done. And I know how he operates. There's a term, and I'll give it to you, and you can beep it whatever you want. But what drives the American dream and quality of life are shit kickers. People who bust their ass to be in the asset column, make sacrifices and take risks, entrepreneurs, welders and carpenters, and hard-working ranchers and farmers, and guitar players, and people that know they have to be productive. What makes America great every day, always has, always will. But a lot of our side will get angry the minute you even give a nod to the other side. And you have to give a nod to the other side so it encourages them to speak up, to expose their dishonesty and their horrible agenda. President Trump is the ultimate shit kicker. He is a strategist. You can't build an empire like that if you don't meet with all concerns and get them comfortable and get them to believe that you are listening to their points of view, no matter how absurd it is, so it knocks down their guard. Now, I'm not going to get any more detail than that, but all I can tell you is that when Donald Trump meets with maniacs like Dianne Feinstein, who will not let her constituents carry a gun while she has a .38 in her purse... A king, a tyrant, does that. That's why we wrote down after we shot the British at Concord Bridge that we can say what we want to say, we can choose our religion, we're going to have a media that was supposed to monitor the government. We have the right to keep and bear arms, not just the king, the people. We the people have the right to keep and bear arms. If you try to take it away from us, we'll shoot you.
We're not slaves.
We're not slaves. We're not subject. We're free citizens. It was a brand new hallelujah experiment of self-government. So when Trump meets with the other side, it is the perfect strategy. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. Watch what he does. I think that his America Great, and remember, in every one of his speeches, every one of his campaign stops, he mentioned the Second Amendment. When was the last guy running for office that did that often? Never before. I believe, now anything can happen. I'm incapable of being shocked by anything anymore. But I pay attention and I trust President Trump. This guy is a clever strategist. President Donald Trump will go down in history as the best president this country has ever had. Support him, and here's the bottom line you and I have talked about forever. It isn't the left that's the enemy. It's our own guys who have their head up their ass and are rendered helpless and worthless by self-inflicted apathy. If you're not calling your elected employees every week and demanding the Trump agenda, demanding to crush these anti-gun bills, if you're not doing that, don't expect your elected employees to cover you.
He is the living Rowdy Rowdy Piper they live. He is the real deal. More coming up with Ted Nugent straight ahead.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Played a very powerful clip of Ted Nugent, and again, I've met some of the other biggest rock stars out there. Most of them are leftists, or they're brain dead, or they're drug addicts, or they're cowards. They might have some decent music, but they're long gone. But people like Dave Mustaine, he's a conservative, he's a patriot, and they try to take away Dave's ability to tour, and you notice you don't hear Dave being political anymore. And I'm not knocking. He had a lot of courage, came on the show, did a lot of stuff. It cost him tens of millions. He stayed at my house many times, good friend. I don't blame him. Came up for his family, you name it. Not Ted Nugent. And for people that don't know, there's no money now in recording or online. It's all in concerts. And Ted Nugent has a built-in audience. I didn't just believe him. I've read it before, and I looked it up last night driving home from Waco, where he lives outside. Ted Nugent has one of the best sellout rates. He has like an 87% sellout rate. Small towns, big cities. And since he did this, we're going to play the clip tomorrow. We haven't got it yet. We have like 9 hours of footage off three cameras, 3 hours, you know, total each camera. Ted Nugent has been massively, and it's not about the money. He's happy. It's that they do it to little people, too. We're talking tens of millions of dollars per tour he could have had. He could have had three-plus tours at like $12 to $15 million a piece, gross for his band and everybody else. Killing the economy. This is the bullying. This is the control. It's why Hollywood rolls over. It's why everybody's a leftist. It's the cult. It's the anti-free market. That's coming tomorrow when you host the show, the weekday program, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But Nugent on Americana, why he woke up, why he's one of the first people during the 60s to go public against it. And we've got another clip. Here it is.
Hysteria and the dishonesty about firearms is staggering. And if you want to save children's lives, which all conscientious, caring people want to do, you don't go after lies. You go after reality and science and ballistic knowledge. None of them seem to have that.
Well, did I tell you he plays? That's his new album. I told you he plays Stranglehold and the Star Spangled Banner. That's all coming this week. He played his whole concert in his living room. Unbelievable. His spirit is not arrogant or narcissistic or power grabbing. It's just human, male, and strong. And his wife's spirit is just as strong. They're one of the strongest pairs I've ever seen. We're shooting triple magnum. Huge long shotgun shells. He just does.
Look at that badass.
That's like just on a regular mic.
That's awesome. It's so cool. I can't stand it. Ted, you talk about how your websites, your tours are more popular than ever, but they are trying to boycott you. They are trying to block you. You didn't want to get into it earlier because you want to see if you can fix it. But everybody's under this unprecedented attempt to bully us out of the market of ideas by trying to financially cut us off. Any of the, at your success, at your health, your stamina. I mean, it really is an American success story. But at the same time, you've worked hard for it. You've got your great coffee. You've got your best-selling ammo.
Tell us about
the industries.
Like
you really are
no,
a great rock star and a father and all the things you've done. You've also launched a lot of great products and things. That's what this country is all about. That's what really
makes this country
what it is.
I'm supposed to be cut out.
On Facebook every day, I salute entrepreneurs across this country.
I'm not mad at the crew, but I told them, cut me out. God Almighty. I love Wilson. He's a sweetheart. But, Lord, my hair stick is red because I don't want to be in this video. I want to be like Ted Nugent, man. God. Here, let's go back to it.
Price and take risks, start business and employ people and be in the asset column. And the Nugent family has always stood by that. We've always worked and earned our own way. And when you stand up for the Second Amendment, all of a sudden you have ammo with your name on it. And I have gold tip arrows with my signature. And I have my news Java. But bottom line is, working hard, playing hard, America is alive and well. And I'm just proud to be one of them. Shemaine and I get up early every day. We work really hard every day. And then we snuggle at night and get ready to start over tomorrow. So I'm just here to salute people who really earn
their
position
like
in the
evil
asset.
Man, a woman together.
Work hard, play hard.
My audience is at the concert. It has a life of its own. It's literally a firestorm of ferocity. My music and my band and my audiences love real American soul music and rock and roll music and rhythm and blues. And this is 2018, and this is the best year of my life, in spite of the crazy world around us. And I think, to some degree, because of the crazy world around us, you see dishonesty and ignorance and hate and rot and evil and nastiness from the left, and it makes you really confident that you're doing good. There's a colloquialism, a battle cry that I always end up with. Sometimes you give the world the best you got, and you get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you got anyway.
All right, guys, we got 3 hours of just, it's all bombshell. And then Ted's like, I want you on Spirit of the Wild. It's going to be some fun stuff. He invited me like 10 years ago and 5 years ago. I'm glad we went and did it. So that was Harrison doing a great job, but put me in it, so he did a bad job. He went from an A-plus to a C-minus. But let's go to Ted Nugent, who illustrates one shotgun shell, double-aught buck, is 9 9-millimeter rounds. And then you go to Magnum and stuff with the extra longer, it's even more. So again, imagine if you were using a sawed-off shotgun. This is a duck gun that's really long. We don't have the clip. I was just told we had the clip. Why in Hades? And I'm not mad about this, but like the communication, like we had this clip that Wilson has that we're going to play and we're going to give it to you, and then it doesn't happen. But hey, that's the fun part about live radio, is that it's real. And we're a small crew up here on Sunday night. So
no teleprompters in this studio.
We'll be lucky if this interview ever gets out. Like, the bigger it is, the longer it is, the better it is. I don't know what goes on. Everybody's, like, too busy on their own Twitter and Facebook, like, talking to 10 people and everything. I'm not mad about that. It's just like, well, just at least come in my ear and tell me why I was told we had this, but we don't have it. Just. There was a confusion. Well, hey, I'm all glad about that. I love that. I love this. But you got to double check every clip when you're hosting this week. You got to make sure it's on the computer, and you got to make sure it plays. Because it's one thing to go get the interview, it's another thing to air it. That's what it comes down to. And like I said, I don't want any interviews aired that have more than 10 seconds of me in 5 minutes. I may not air the news interview. I may edit it myself. I may wait and come back in a week and do it, because I can edit the way I want. Because hell would freeze over. I could have $1 billion and say, do not put me in this, and you would do it. But that's okay. It's fun. I love it. Love it. Nobody listens to me.
Trying to get a new desk in here?
I just love it. I just love it. Anyways, how are you doing today?
Well, Alex, I was in a good mood today. I really feel that liberty is rising. I really feel that the worm is turning right now against the globalists, and we just have to keep pushing forward. They're gonna try to ban us and censor us. They're gonna probably stage more events, false flags, what have you. You know, more protests and everything, and they'll start new protests. You know, it's a story now. Anything these students do, these Florida student activists, you know,
4 out of 3,000.
Anything they do is a story now, Alex. Like, anything they do, like one, you know.
We're not going to the failed Oscars. Oh, my God.
How is it a story? Florida shooting students won't be attending 2018 Oscars. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I was so worried about that. Meanwhile, you literally have the tech left trying to censor free speech, trying to stop the First Amendment. You have the Democrats trying to stop the Second Amendment. Oh, but the Florida students, Alex. Well, what are they doing?
Meanwhile, the entire Vatican at the top is taken over by leftists have been caught raping kids. And
did you see the guy just sent it's like a 2,000-page dossier of 40 gay priests in the Vatican or something? I mean, this story was on Drudge today. I'm sure the crew can find it.
And that's how they do it. They get you to do it, and then they compromise you, and they take over the next person, and they go, we don't trust you unless you rape a kid. All right, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for coming through. 30 to 80% off store-wide. InfoWarsStore.com. We're continuing throughout this next week these huge sales in the face of the censors. Great job of the crew and everybody else. And we are overworked. We're trying to hire more crew and get more done and, you know, do all that. So thank you, everybody that went out and did the Ted Nugent deal. Great job, Ted Nugent. God, the interviews are so good with him. I just hope we don't drop the ball on it, man. God almighty, I hope not. If people just drop doing their own Facebook for an hour and get focused, we'll win. If not, it's over. But I'll keep trying as hard as I can, ladies and gentlemen. I can just keep everybody from privately tweeting Ted Nugent to all their friends and taking little video clips out of the office nobody else has seen. If we can just focus on fighting the globals, we'll win. If not, we're done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.